There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
We are coming hard with both barrels today, Fat. There's Topics Brayshaw and Topics Brownless coming up in this hour.
And I'm fired up too, Jimmy boy. It's bloody cold out there, and when I order my drinks, I want them to be hot.
We'll also wrap up the Commonwealth Games with Emma Friedman, and next, we get some health tips from Sam Wood.
Our next guest has watched The Bachelor with Billy.
Yes, sir?
No. No,
you
I don't.
You kissed everyone else.
Oh, steady on, steady on.
And tried to give him a workout.
Take him upstairs, Sammy. Here we go.
Oh. Now he's back for more. Please welcome Sam Wood.
Oh, in he comes.
Exactly,
and
Jim.
Very welcome you are too, Mr. Wood.
Thank you.
I'll tell you why.
Mr. Wood.
Bill latched onto the paper the other day and saw this headline, Sam Wood, a move to better sex.
Well,
and he said, I want Sam to come in.
Exactly. Well, this is unbelievable. Hello, Sam. Great to see you
great
again.
Great to see you. I've
a friend
you,
of the Rush
very
Hour,
good
by the
friend
way.
Of the Rush
we
Hour,
did. Yes. We went and watched The Bachelor, and now he's very successful. We went out to the woodshed. That's still going
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
mate?
Woodshed's still going well, mate. All going well. I did get a text from Bill yesterday saying,
oh, no.
Now, mate, I think I might need a few sex tips from you. And I hadn't seen the article yet.
No.
So I, Jesus, that's a
where's
random
that come
message
from?
To get from Bill out of nowhere, but now it all makes sense.
A move to better sex.
That's right. That's
from
right.
Wood.
That's so, right. That's right.
So, Sammy, now I was reading it, so I thought this would be interesting. We'll have a look at this because all the when you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
And we'd all love to be a bit better in the boudoir. So, but what you're saying, and you say it here, I'm not a sex coach.
Oh, no. So this article came out and got a bit of a WhatsApp group with all the mates. And sure enough, the screenshot comes through. This is after your text message.
Yep.
Righto, Casanova, what's going on here? All the mates are heaping the crap on me. But look, I'm definitely no sex coach or no sex expert, that's for sure. But from a physical perspective, there's definitely some things you can do to improve your strength and your stamina and your flexibility that I can only think would help when in the bedroom.
Right.
So how are you splitting your time now? You had a great result with the sale of a business recently, but you have to stay working in that. You also got the woodshed.
Yep.
You've also got the videos.
And four daughters.
And four, well, we know the family bit you fly. So how are you finding room to do everything you're doing?
Oh, nothing's changed for 28. In fact, I'm probably doing more than ever because, I mean, I love 28.
Tell the people what 28 is.
So 28's my online fitness program with workouts that take 28 minutes that you can do from home. And we did just do a big business merger, which is really exciting, but nothing has changed there from my perspective. So I spend my time doing 28, which is all the workouts and chatting with all the 28ers every day, doing my podcasts and at my gym, the woodshed, and then and juggling four kids and all the other stuff that goes with it.
28bysamwood.com to find out more about that. It's an incredible experience. Get online and do your working out.
And a new program starts Monday.
New program starts on Monday. So perfect timing if anyone wants to jump on board for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And at 28 minutes,
Bill.
You go hard. I go
and see Bill.
Well, you know.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I go and see my mate Andrew Bewes. And we go Thursdays, every Thursday, which is a lot. He had a horse running today. He gave me a tip. He knows nothing. He's like you. Knows nothing about horses. Bews, and it won. Won today at sale.
Am so, I on it?
No, it was $1.30. Very short.
Woody, let me tell you this. He, in July, this is what happened. He had an ambassadorial role with a shake company meant to lose weight.
Ice Away.
He also became a member with four of his mates or five of his mates of a thing called, they called it the Fat Club because they were all too fat.
We're all fat.
And
still are.
He had a dry July.
Dry July.
So those three things were the perfect storm for Bill.
See that?
So we inquired as to about July 14 and he'd got fatter.
No good.
How do you achieve that?
It takes a while to lose weight when you're older, doesn't it? Because a lot of people will be listening out there, and if you start lifting a bit of iron, which are big weights.
Oh, it's all muscle, isn't it?
It's muscle, yeah. But how long does it take? Because we've been going for been going about 7 weeks, and I don't know if too many of us have lost too much weight. It takes a while.
Well, your metabolism slows down by about 1% per year from the age of 30. So you'd be 25% less efficient than you were when you were running around with number 16 on your back.
That's
but
it.
Everyone's a bit different. But the other side to that is you should have lost weight in 7 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, if you're toning up or building lean muscle and you're burning fat, the diet's the thing I worry about with you.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
You know, seeing Busey once a week's probably not enough. if we're really getting the magnifying glass out. But, yeah, just the incidental exercise for you. You live near the tan. Get out there every day, do a lap, and do weights twice a week.
I live near the bot.
And there's this running track somewhere in the area.
The was that the tan?
All these crazy people in their tights.
They look good, but what are they doing? Bill. Yes, Jim. Yes.
Just once around there.
Yeah.
And some vegetables.
Oh, look at that confused look. Look at that.
What?
No, veggies, protein, walks, and weights.
Yes.
And you'd be 10 kilos lighter. And
but it is hard for bigger people just to listen to that and do it. So it just takes a bit of time, I think. Yeah, so we'll get
progress, not perfection.
That's
and
what
don't,
it,
don't
Sam.
Try and do it all in one hit.
28bysamwood.com if you want to get stuck
that's
into that
JB.
As well. Great
Thanks
seeing you,
Sammy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep.
I love big saggy balls.
I go. Time for the family to get involved, 133353 style.
Yeah.
And the question I'm asking here is, do you own a weird-ass theory? So in other words, a theory that you actually can't back up, but you just strongly believe in it. So for me,
yes.
People who drive utes are good drivers.
Why?
Well, if I've got the choice, you know, you're pulling up behind a satellite, you know, satellites are red, and you've got to choose which car you're going to go behind.
Right, a Camry or a ute?
Yep, I'm going behind the ute every time.
Why?
Well, because my theory is they're tradies.
Yes.
And they're trying to get somewhere in a hurry.
Ah.
So there's no stuffing around.
Wow.
You know, like they're going to accelerate when the lights go green. They're not going to be
they're
looking
be
at
quicker.
Their phone or bugger eyes around.
Quicker off the mark.
So that's my theory, but I have absolutely nothing by way of proof to back it up.
What about a theory that people who drive Volvos aren't good drivers?
Well, that would be the reverse theory of what I'm saying.
Yes.
But a mate of mine growing up, so this is an example of a weird-ass theory.
Please.
Mate of mine growing up, the old Rank Arena TV days, so before remotes,
where
you had to go up and actually turn them, he had a view that Channel 9 had a better quality picture than 7, 10, or the ABC. This is pre-SBS.
Oh.
So I used to say to him, mate, how? It's an antenna, and it's the same television.
Just strange.
He said, no, I have a theory that Channel 9's picture, he was convinced they had a better quality picture than the other three stations available on his Rank Arena.
Mm.
So, Bill.
Rank Arena.
Jace is in. Where is Jace, Rabbit?
Donga and Aubrey.
How are you, Jace?
Good boys, how you going?
What's your weird-ass theory?
Oh, the weird-ass theory is, mate, each generation is getting taller than the last, right? We all know that. Our kids are taller than us.
Yep.
So what's happening is as we build more stuff, skyscrapers, all that sort of stuff, Billy, you're putting more weight on the Earth. Mm. The gravitational pull of the Earth is less, so the kids are getting taller.
Less gravity,
less
taller kids.
Less gravity.
I don't.
Well, Bill, these are theories.
Well, I'm a professor.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying
chicken. You're saying it's the steroids in the chicken.
No, that's making them bigger. No
well,
doubt about the chickens. The kids
are getting taller. That's his
but
whole
he's saying
point.
There's less gravity, which I think there's heaps of gravity there. There's not less. There's gravity everywhere, Jim.
Jace, I'm with you. Kids are definitely getting taller.
Yeah.
You walk into a high school now. Year 12 kids are mountainous.
Mountainous?
Oh, they're bloody ridiculous. Well, look at your son.
Yeah, well, it's a chicken.
Maxie's huge.
That's a chicken.
Well, he's saying less gravity.
Yeah.
Well, no way.
That's what I said.
Judy's in.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Judy.
Jude.
Hello.
What's your weird theory?
No, it's not mine. I had an idiot friend that reckons cherry ripes are made out of apricots because cherries were too dear.
Yes.
And he reckons that Crown Lagers are just carbon drafts. off tap, but just in a fancy bottle.
I have had that said to me before, too.
I've heard they're Fosters.
Yeah. No, they're
not. It's just a different bottle, but it's actually the same beer or something else.
It's the pride of the fleet.
Well, I know that's what they... Yeah. Listen, just because you're on the payroll...
Yes.
I'm with you, Rabbits. Mm. I've been told that it is another beer just in a fancy bottle.
All right, then, but Cherry Ripes have cherries in them. When you eat them, you see the cherries.
Do you?
Yeah.
Righto. Stay there, Jude. Rick.
Katandra.
Yeah.
Tell us what your weird-ass theory is, Rick.
So my weird-ass theory is if you're playing the poker machines and it's not paying out, if you say loud enough so that it can hear you that you're about to pull out and leave, it'll pay out.
Bill,
what, you're talking to the poker machine?
I reckon they've got something's in there. I don't know what it is, whether it's a computer or whatever, something obviously, but they listen to you. Have you given it a try, Bill? I tell you, it works.
Bill,
I love watching people play them. They do all sorts of weird stuff. They touch the screen. They do all sorts of stuff.
This is what we're talking about. I like speak it. To the machine. Geordie's in Noble Park. Geordie?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Righto, what's your theory?
I reckon if you get a coin toss, it's the odd amount of times. So if it's facing heads, when you toss it, it's going to land tails.
Ooh. So if the head's facing up, it's always a tail.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Fats up. Go.
You'd be the only person with a coin on them, by the way.
This would be a good radio. Go.
Here we go.
So what's
that's
up?
That's a 10-cent piece with a head on top,
yes.
Right?
Go on.
A tail.
There you go. Geordie. exactly what you said. All right, that's a weird-ass theory. It could have, Tim Payne could have done with that.
Oh, about 8 times.
Lost 6 in a row.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infanities.
Profanities.
Write
that down, please.
As expected, the Aussies dominated the Commonwealth Games and even surpassed a massive milestone.
And it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
You have another go.
1,000th.
A third go.
That's 999 plus one.
Here to wrap it all up, please welcome Emma Friedman.
Oh, and how good was she, by the way? Great. Just keeping the coverage so entertaining. Welcome, Em.
Oh, JB and Bill, yes, the 1,000th medal was a real highlight.
That's better.
Happened in the early hours of the morning when Sherbo and I were on air, and we were privileged to have a glitter cannon to celebrate.
Glitter cannon. How are you going, Em? Because it must be tough work doing this hosting, of course. And
Two little ones. At midnight.
I haven't heard you whinge or complain once. You've been fantastic. So good on you, Em.
Billy. You're very kind. It's all been going great. We had a great time. And, you know, it helps when the Aussies are winning so many gold medals. There was one morning where we were a bit slow and there was a couple of bronze and silver. And I went, oh, this isn't as good, is it? I'm only a gold kind of person. So, no, it was great fun. You're right, though. The alarm ended up going off about 11:30 each night. And I've just gotten back to the kids this afternoon, and tonight is pizza, and they're currently plonked in front of the Wiggles. So.
Ah, there we go.
That's what we want. Now, your favourite moment.
Yes.
So for me, the Diamonds, given that netball's going through such a poxy time at the moment, their own doing, by the way. Don't know what the hell they're running that joint.
It's not their fault.
Not the players' fault.
No.
And, of course, with the falling at the last hurdle last time, Em, and this time winning, what a great story that is.
Yeah, total redemption for the Diamonds. It was a one-goal loss in 2018 to England. So to get over them in the semis and then play Jamaica, who went into this tournament really highly rated. Obviously, their shooter is an absolute star, and they were the only team to beat us throughout the entire competition. So for them to do it, a four-goal victory in the end to the girls. If you watch netball, you know that Gretel Buetta is an absolute star, but the Commonwealth Games, I think, has put her on, new star status. She's just a world powerhouse of netball. She was amazing in every game that she played, and... Yeah, a great result for those women. The other big highlights for me, obviously Ollie Hoare.
Yes.
It was just insanity the way that he won that. It was, you know, Chautauqua or Winx-esque, if we're putting those in terms. He comes from behind and he circles the field and you don't think he's going to get there and he does literally in the last three strides.
Hey, I'll tell you what I like, the Kookaburras. They've won 7 gold medals in a row. In the last 7.
They've never lost a game at the Commonwealth Games.
No, they've lost one. South Africa defeated him at one stage.
Oh, in 1998. Oh, here he is.
Bill. Just call me Bruce.
Have a listen to him.
What time did you get up this morning, Bill? Hey.
So who's right there then?
I love it, Em.
I back you to be right.
Em.
No, South Africa beat them back a while ago, 1998.
1998 in our first Commonwealth Games campaign, but since then,
what about
a run of 37 games or something?
I need to play you something because you've been in this business a long time, so you're a seasoned media performer. We spoke to Jason Richardson during the games, had an interview with him.
Yep.
And during the middle of it, we heard a noise that basically, well, we couldn't believe. No. I'm going to play it to you and see what you think it was.
That's all we want to see him do.
Yeah, but hang on. At the same time, are you having a wee while you talk to us? Yeah, no, I just had a nice drink of water because I'm just sitting here for a chat.
Em, did you hear that?
Was he in the gents?
He was having a twinkle whilst having an interview with us.
On air.
I mean, he's a busy man.
Shaking hands with the unemployed.
That's disgusting, isn't it? What an absolute revolting
You're human. Better than that, Em, aren't you?
Just going to go flush the door.
Hey, Em, well done. Titanic job done by you and everyone broadcasting over the last couple of weeks. It's been superb. Look forward to chatting to you as the racing heats up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're not too far away from Group 1 action, so we'll jump on the phone there.
Beautiful.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out. Now, Jim, you know I'm a simple man.
Yes, I do know that.
And I just like my little coffee, right? I like a cappuccino and I like a latte or a short black, whatever it might be, and I love a hot chocolate now and then.
Right.
So how come, Jim? How come when I get a cappuccino or a latte, it's hot, 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 hot?
Yes.
And then sometimes I get a hot chocolate. A hot chocolate, it's in the name, Jim.
Yes.
It's not bloody hot.
Ooh.
Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know.
Jim. I'm asking you.
I've got an answer for you.
So, hence.
Help, hence.
133353.
What's the question?
What annoys the shit out of you? Why aren't hot chocolates hot?
I don't know the answer.
Cappuccinos are.
I don't ever have them, but that's annoying.
Lattes are hot. Well, everything's hot.
I'll tell you what annoys me.
What?
When you got your better half in the car. And you're going to the pharmacy, let's say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you pull up and Lisa wants to jump out quickly and go to the pharmacy. But as we all know, it always takes longer than you think.
Exactly.
So you think, well, only be a couple of minutes, always 5 or 6.
Yes.
So jumps out to get to the pharmacy.
Oh,
just a little one.
Because you've
got the car on your own.
Jim.
With the car to yourself. So I think, well, it's going to be 5 or 6 minutes. Like a little one.
Oh, no.
And Bill.
Yeah.
Bounces out after about 48 seconds.
Straight back in the car.
Put the windows down. Everything up.
Jim.
Oh, Bill, it's normally 5, and that's more than enough time to exit. Bill.
That's annoying.
There isn't a man listening to this show that hasn't had that happen to him.
Or in a lift on your own, you drop one and 5 women get in at the next time.
But
so,
Bill,
what annoys you, Jim?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't drink hot chocolate, but if it's not hot, that would be very annoying.
Every hot chocolate I have had is not hot. Apsy from Geelong. Hey, Apsy.
Jimmy, Fat, Rabsy, how are we, boys?
Good. What annoys you, mate?
Well, it's a little bit similar to Jim's there. Try and do the right thing by the missus. Don't let one rip in the bedroom there. Just jump out of bed, go to the hallway.
Yep. Yeah.
Let one rip, mate, and you still get in trouble for the big loud noise that comes out of the back passage.
Oh, no.
So you had to bring it down.
Well, I didn't think we'd go all the way there. Neil's in Laylor.
Neilo.
Hello. How are you going, JB? How you going, Fat?
Hey, Neilo. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, mate.
Good on you. What do you got for us today?
Mate, what annoys me is when I go to an ATM in the Laylor Plaza, it's always out of bloody service.
Yeah, that is annoying. And
annoys the crap out of me. Well,
Neilo, what about when you go and it's not your bank and they sting you $4 to take your own money out of it?
And that's why I won't go to them.
No, good. What's the Laylor Plaza like? That'd be all right.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. It's just annoying when the bloody ATM's out of service.
I know.
Bloody common.
I think we got out of the right spot. They might just invest with us.
Yes.
Jace is in Wang.
He is. Wang Garetta. G'day, Jace.
G'day, Fat. G'day, JB. How you going?
Beautifully, mate. What annoys you?
Mate, what annoys me is I take the young bloke to the footy on the Sunday to Auskick and he gets in the car and puts his bloody boots on my dashboard.
What are you driving?
Holden, Colorado, mate. Holden, Colorado.
Not on the Colorado.
Not on the Colorado, no, Bill. Not with the mud on the boots.
I like that.
And especially up here, it's a bit wet at Northeast Victoria at the moment, so it's pissing me off.
Would be. Right. Would be. Stay there, Jace.
This would be good,
Mahalia.
Jim.
Mahalia? Yes. Berwick, hello, Mahalia.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mahalia.
Hello.
What's annoying you, please?
When you go to the servo and you have a diesel and you can't find the diesel pump because it's being used or all the way down the end.
Oh.
That really, I want to swear, but I know I'm not allowed.
Yes.
It really annoys me. Yeah.
But there are a lot more diesel pumps there because I'll drive the diesel too.
But sometimes there'll be three of the four lanes that'll have diesel and the one you choose hasn't.
I know, Jim.
And then you've got to try and back up and get into another lane and people behind you are unhappy.
You know what I was thinking the other day while I was getting petrol? They should employ someone, two people to pump petrol for you.
Well,
so you
used
don't get out
to,
yeah,
back
I know,
in the
back
day.
In the good old days, Jim.
Yeah.
Here's your million-dollar idea.
And they do your windscreen.
Yeah, but imagine that. If someone flies out, you don't have to leave the car. You give them your credit card or cash or whatever, and they fill your car up and you drive away. Mm. That'd be service.
There we are, Bill.
There's something for us to
Templeton
look at.
Templeton has... Stay there, Mahalia.
Oh, Kelvin.
Kelvin Templeton.
Kelvin.
From Eltham. How are you,
mate?
How
you going, boys?
Good,
man. Go well.
Anyone call you Kelvin?
Yeah, all the time, mate.
Oh, pigeon chest.
What annoys you?
What annoys me is when I'm in the meat section at the supermarket and I'm really feeling like splashing out, I'll buy the stir-fried chicken.
Yep.
The stuff that's already pre-cut.
Yeah.
Then you go and throw it in the pan. It's all still bloody stuck together.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So you're going to splash out and you buy the stir-fried chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, Kelvin, you're better than that. Buy some nice steaks.
Bill, he wants chicken.
I like chicken, Bill. I don't look like you.
Well said.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it. You won't
So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
Our next guest is a Triple M footy favourite.
Here's the lizard through the middle. Blake.
Oh, who's that?
He slithered his way. Blakey on the left. Oh, well. Sydney, you got another one.
As the Swans try to hold on to their top four spot this week against Collingwood, please welcome Nick Blakey.
Oh, what a star this man is, Jimmy boy. Going beautifully at the Sydney Swans. Could have been at your old mob.
I know.
But
bone to pick with him.
We speak to Nick Blakey. Hey, welcome, Nick, and welcome to the Rush Hour.
Billy, JV, thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you, mate. And nice win on the weekend over Jim's North Melbourne. Did it easy.
Yeah, it was nice. My old man's in the coaching box for North at the moment. So, yeah, it's always nice to get a win over those boys.
Did he give you some abuse quarter time or three quarter time, the great man?
I actually didn't see him yesterday out there, but I'm sure he would have had a few things to say if he could have.
Well, he's obviously doubly celebrating on the weekend. He had to celebrate one celebration on the weekend because they had the great 96 reunion. Nick, were you even alive then? I don't reckon you were.
No, I was born in 2000, so I didn't see that one.
Has he run it by you on the video, put the old VHS in the machine?
Yeah, I've seen it. He was a liability, though. So.
Do you know how many games he played, Nick?
356, I think.
359. That's a lot of footy.
That is a lot of footy. That is, Bill.
He is.
He wouldn't have missed too many either, the old boy. He was pretty durable.
Yeah, God, he had a lot of luck with his body and... I've been pretty lucky with mine as well. So,
do you reckon?
Hopefully it's a thing of the family.
Do you reckon you've had a lot of luck with that body?
Well, apart from my posture, but from an injury wise, an injury standpoint.
Well, I looked you up and guess what come up? The Newbury Excalibur bat, the cricket bat with no shoulders. That come up on the internet.
Oh God, Bill, it's not your joke segment, mate.
Lizard, perfectly done.
We love it. We're talking to the lizard, Nick Blakey.
What's that noise, Bill?
The fourth on the ladder, the Swanies.
Is that the noise a lizard makes?
I don't know. What kind of noise does a lizard make?
I don't know.
Drinking water.
I don't reckon it was that noise.
It was a lizard drinking water, Jim.
When you were drafted, Blake, so I think I had finished as the chairman of North, but I still had enough influence there just to ask the list management team.
Yes.
Blake's his young bloke could be coming to us, wouldn't he? And guess what the answer was, Nick?
No.
No. Not, oh, yeah, we think there's a chance. No. Or, we're in discussions with his mate. Just no. So you clearly had your mind made up pretty quick.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously Dad was a coach at the Swans for, 12 years or something around that mark. So I grew up around Sydney and went to school in Sydney, and I knew a lot of the boys before I even got to the club. So it was a pretty easy call for me to make when, you know, I was 17, 18 years old. So, yeah, I'm loving my time in Sydney and very happy with the decision.
Oh, bloody oath. Good call at the minute. It's all going. Now,
we're in North.
There aren't two. Shut up, Fat.
Two and 18.
I'm talking to Nick. Yeah, right. You're making lizard noises. Blake's, there aren't too many people when we've all been around footy as long as we have. There aren't too many people that you legitimately can be intimidated by.
Yes.
But when horse, when his eyes narrow,
and his forehead.
And his forehead gets big and his thighs expand, his calves expand out. He is an intimidating man.
No doubt. I think that's what makes him such a good coach as well. I mean, he's got really good relationships with the boys, but then again, we, you know, have the utmost respect for him in the way he goes about it. So he can be intimidating, but a lot of the boys are on the good side of him, which is nice.
When you do those practice matches pre-season, Bill, and there aren't many people at the regional grounds, he's up in one of those little boxes. Bill, you can hear him other side of the ground. He's deafening.
Big game Sunday, isn't it? 3:20, last game at the SCG, Jim. Yep. Collingwood, they are flying. 11 in a row, and Sydney have won 5 in a row. So this is a beauty, Blakes.
Yeah, I think Collingwood have had a lot of close games and, you know, always find a way to win. So they're in great form and we're in some pretty good form too. So it should be a good game and we're, you know, looking forward to testing ourselves against, you know, probably that them and Geelong are the in-form team of the competition. So it'll be nice to get a real read where we're at.
So with the head high contact, you know, issues that are flying around, blokes, you know, a lot of blokes just lift their shoulder to make sure that the tackle goes high. How do you go with that?
Well, it's a bit hard when you've got no shoulders.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Hey, good to have Matty back with us, by the way.
It is. Hayward. Welcome back. He's been in Perth.
In the booth, and now he's here.
Exactly. Great to see him. And, geez, he was quickly into our sandwiches and lollies.
Fair
didn't
enough.
Take him long. Right. Wow, we.
Who have we got?
From Sandwich Mama. Hey, we got Jackie Boy there from Herne Hill. Hello, Jackie Boy.
King of Kings, King of Geelong, how we going?
Yeah, that's it. You barrack for North Melbourne, Jack.
I do. Go the Kangas. I
was going to say, you got a good sound about you, Jack. You look like you're a smart man, an intelligent man.
He's a teacher, Jim.
Yeah, good, well, there you go.
Exactly.
And also a Kangas fan. Well done to you.
Herne Hill, you haven't bumped into Aaron Finch in Herne Hill, have you?
No, down at the Geelong Cricket Club, we haven't bumped into him for a little while, but he's been down there before, so it's been good.
All the best, Jackie boy, and then we talk to Paulie. Hello, Paulie.
Hello, Billy. Hello, JB. How are we all?
Are you Blues going to get there?
No. No, mate. No, they're out.
They're out. Paulie, they're 8-2.
Yeah, mate, we were flying. I used to go to Bunnings every Monday morning, get my gaffer tape to put the bin on it.
I listened to him.
Oh, I played golf today with Sammy Paulie, who's a mad Blue.
And?
Turned 50, Sammy. Not happy.
Not happy.
No. He said, they've tickled my balls again. That's what he said.
But it's all building for next year.
I don't know.
You've taken another step.
I agree.
It's
they're better.
They are better, Paulie.
All right.
Righto, Jackie boy. You're Jackie boy and Paulie, you're Paulie.
Easy.
Righto, here we go.
Here we go.
The Commonwealth Games all over and done with. Well done, Australia. Of course, we've been talking about that. Name two.
Bronze.
Name two Victorian regions where the 2026.
Jack.
Oh, yes, Jack.
Geelong and Ballarat.
Bang, bang.
I got a good feeling about Jack. Yeah. You might be up against it here, Paulie.
Come on. Geelong, Ballarat, Gippsland and Bendigo are just some of the country regions,
Not
Jim.
Wodonga?
Albury, Wodonga.
Wodonga and Albury.
Well, Albury's in New South Wales.
Yeah, but so it might have to be Wodonga then.
Yeah, Wodonga, Jim, right where Big Ben is.
Yes, right.
Number two now. What movie was Jim trying to describe here? She was on a train, wasn't she, that wouldn't stop?
It was a bus.
Yeah, same thing.
Keanu.
Well, what was it called, Bill?
The bus.
I think, Paulie, the show was not called The Bus.
The bus don't stop here.
There's a bomb on the bus. Paulie?
The Nick Cave one. Tip me tongue.
It's really quick.
Speed.
Speed. I don't remember Nick Cave.
Nick Cave.
Speed is the name of the show.
Was, Keanu Reeves. Something con. Nick Cave. No, probably not. One all. Con Air. Yeah, there right. We go. Number three now. Good quiz, Jim. I can feel it.
Oh, yes.
Nearest to the pin,
oh, no.
Jim.
Oh,
not again.
How many games has Sydney's Josh Kennedy played in his career?
Jack.
Yes.
274.
All right. And Paulie?
That's not...
Shut up.
253.
Oh. No, right. Jack wins it because he's nearest the pin.
Yeah, that's it. What's the number?
290.
All right. So that's see, it's a good, win for Jack.
A good even number.
Nearest the pin.
Yeah. Still don't really get it.
No, so, we know.
No, Jack. Right, here we go. We pay tribute yesterday. We did pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Sing the next line of this song from Greece.
Jack.
Yes, Paulie.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Paulie, beautiful Paulie.
All right, so she's a ring-a-ding.
That'd be at the Langy, I reckon.
A legitimate two apiece.
It is.
We haven't even had to fudge it.
No.
All right.
Well, you haven't. Alan Moffat was a champion of which sport?
Jack.
Jack.
V8.
Yeah!
Another win to the Kangas.
Well done, Jackie boy.
We can't help winning stuff.
Alan Moffat, what a star he was.
What a star, champion. One. Shut up, Robert. I don't even think that's funny.
It's part
I'm
of the
getting rid of that button off that bloody machine.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no.
Triple M. Our next guest played 120 AFL games for Hawthorn and West Coast, winning a flag in 2008.
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
And if you're in Perth or on the Listener app, you can hear him with Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast.
Yeah. If you're not going to hit your goals, rethink things.
I always thought, though, too, you set goals. You're not meant to achieve every goal.
No, exactly.
You're meant to fail along the way. That's what makes you stronger, Baz. Yeah.
Look at us, X-Men.
Look at us, failures the whole way through.
Please welcome Xavier Ellis.
Oh, carved a nice little niche out for himself over there in the West as our man X. And
I'm hearing
he
that
played
thing.
All those games, of course, for Hawthorn and then went over to the West Coast, but also now has played for West Coast Cowan.
Oh, no.
Who the hell are they, X?
JB, Bill Rabs, good afternoon. They're C5 over here, C5 division. I don't think you can get. Well, there was fourths on after, but I'm not certain it was fully serious that one. But yeah, C5s. I lost a bet last derby to a Fremantle supporter. It cost me a Fremantle membership to him, and then I had to play a game of footy, which I thought he'd forget about, but turns out he didn't. And C5s for City Beach.
And I'm hearing you played in the forward pocket, and the little fat back pocket that you lined up on kicked the first goal of the game. He ran down all the way, kicked a goal. You were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, I banked on the turnover, Bill. C5s, you don't expect four or five passes in a row to go to hand. But, the little chode who sat next to me, nice guy too, actually. They were tipping me winners at Carnarvon the next day and everything. But, we lost on the siren and my bloke kicked the first of the game. So not only did I not get a kick, he probably kicked the one that mattered the most.
Oh, how'd you cover the ground, X? Because I'm looking at photos of the game and, you're not quite at playing weight.
No, Jim, you probably don't understand. Bill, I reckon you might be in this.
Yes.
Some days you look in the mirror and think, shit, I'm looking okay.
You're going all right here.
Well, yeah. I thought that when I went out. And then I've seen visions. There was a video, a bloke put together a video package, which wasn't over flattering. But no, I look shocking. I really look absolutely appalling. My wife put up a photo, which even then I started to think, geez, I'm shocked she's with me. So, I had a thought about it. Need to drop a couple of kilos, but that'll all happen in due course.
I tell you what else is the problem. You're white. You look like a pom. Mate, everyone's brown over there. Everyone's got plenty of sun, and you are white. Terribly.
I am white.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm looking at you, Bill. You look like a penis. You've got a bald noggin. That's all I can see is your just your, the top of your head.
I'm a thumb.
That's all I can see.
Good photo with Emily too. She's having a frothy, laughing while you limp off with a hammy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I've played one game for West Coast County. They got to please explain by the waffle because it wasn't a CUB product. So that sort of suggests that the wife's pretty similar to me. I think she smuggled that into the handbag. So, we've got to sort through that in due course too.
No, she's got the Gage Roads in hands, the boutique brewer over there. Now, she is a part of the O'Connell family, X, and that is West Australian football royalty.
Yeah, the Claremont Ground, which the team which you're familiar with, Jim. It was the O'Connell Grandstand for ages. Yep. It's now the O'Connell change rooms and all the whiz bang there. And of course, a couple of the sons played for West Coast, and then one of Fitzroy, and then obviously John O'Connell. Not many remember in the 40s played 90 games or 88 games or something for the mighty Cats. Bill, so.
Yes.
Big part in Polly Farmer heading to Geelong. So he left and Polly turned up. Ooh. So that's their journey. Bloody good footy family.
Bloody oath, Aaron. Does she like her footy or was she laughing at you?
It's funny. Quite a few people turned up and I actually felt like I was being bullied. Every time they went near it, they laughed at me. And dear old Pam O'Connell, the grandmother, she rips in. It's a disgrace. But if they're not picking on you, they don't love you. That's what I say.
Oh, I played, I remember, and they kept calling me the bloody Michelin man. It was driving me mad. They thought it was
Michelin
funny.
Man.
Speaking of royalty, Josh Kennedy, what a star. Yeah. 8 goals in his last game. Much loved over there. What would he do now that he's finished footy?
So he's spoken about moving Northampton. So Northampton, Bill's just a tiny, tiny town north in Western Australia. Paddy Cripps' territory, Jamie Cripps. Josh Kennedy, there's quite a few others that are, Paul Hazelby's come from this tiny town.
Harry.
So I think he's going to move, Harry Taylor, he's going to move back towards Geraldton and give the kids, he's got two daughters, a country upbringing. But I've sort of suggested that the coin he's been earning, he maybe could have a weekend house in Geraldton and then maybe something a little bit closer to home.
No, but is he a footy nut? Would he get into coaching or would he? Does he love his footy? Does he watch any other games of footy?
There's every chance he will never watch a game of football again, Bill. I was saying someone earlier that AFLPA questionnaire or something, who is the performer in the media who lacks the most knowledge or something? That was the question. And Joshy put me down and sent me a photo. I think it was funny. I said, mate, put someone else down. That'll come back on me. And he went through the list.
Didn't know
and hadn't heard of any others. So I went in there. And you reckon, Jim, I hear you talk about reptile mates.
Yep.
I've never, ever, ever come across a group of bigger reptiles than Josh Kennedy's, mate. I had one night, and if I die early, it's because this bloke called Falcon swooped on me. All I remember leaving was when they ask where you've been, you just tell them the Falcon swooped. And that's all I remember happening at his wedding. Ooh. Yeah, no, reptiles.
I love it, X. Great well chatting done. To you always, mate. Enjoy the Derby weekend in Perth.
Good on you, Jim. See you, Bill, you fat prick, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh! So what we were finding with the idiot file days gone by is Matty Haywood was having so much stuff that he wasn't using. It was hitting the cutting room floor and it was liquid gold and we just weren't getting to it.
Is that it?
That every second week with the idiot file, we had to find something for the off weeks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So we came up with the idiot song where you can put the same stuff in, but it's to a song, not just to an idiot file. And he's taken it to a whole new level, Matty.
Has he?
I absolutely love it.
I don't.
We got one here.
No.
Hit play, please, Rabbits.
And it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
Have another go.
1,000th.
A third go.
999 plus one.
Did I tell you about Oscar Bertacchi?
Oh, no.
I mean Piastri.
Bertacchi.
Pistastri.
I
go to bed feeling
the same way. I ate 4 alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
No. Jake Kolodziejczyk.
How do South Australians pronounce Lego? This gun's
for hire. I've got to do my due diligence. Even if we're just dancing
in the dark. Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of. Peppermint-y. Oh, what? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermint-y. Oh, no.
and Caleb. His name? Daniel. Little Daniel. I shake his world
off my shoulder. What's his name?
Caleb. Opening ceremony last night. Charles and Camilla arrived in an Aston Martin jeep.
Aston.
Yeah. So you gotta stay hungry. Yum, yum, yum. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast
start tonight. I'm dying for some action. Taken a couple of Panadol. Popped a couple of Panadol. As you can see, I'm still having trouble with it, Razzie.
Gotta get back out there.
Well, you say it quickly. Popped a couple of Panadol.
Popped a couple of Panadol. Oh! I've heard Deb Clifford. The penultimate. Ah, 105.1 Triple M, Dancing in the Dark with Mike Brady. I know it's not Mark Brady, you
flog. Mike Brady.
I know it's not Mike Brady.
I had a bloke come up to me the other day.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Bill has to be putting that on.
Yes.
And I said, for him to put that on, you're crediting him with being smarter than he is. He's not smart enough to be able to put it on. It's just what comes out of his mouth.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Good song. It's a bloody good song.
No, it's
anyway.
A magnificent song.
Well done, yes.
And stuff in it was good too.
Wasn't bad, Jim. Bit bullying, but anyway, we move on.
Bullying.
Move on, poor old fat.
Is that different to cowing? Bullying.
Bullying. Bullying, Jim.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No. Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Crime time jokes. Two. Jim.
What does that mean?
Had a bit of trouble with the police. And the first one, Jim, was that I went to Coles the other day and I had my North Melbourne membership on the front seat, just sitting there, right? Locked the car up, went into Coles, come out, you wouldn't believe it, a broken window, and lying there were five North Melbourne memberships.
So there's a joke there somewhere. A crime joke you said you were going to tell.
Exactly. They'd smash me window and put in another four.
Yeah, so
Jim.
There's a joke.
Hang your
yeah, so rabbits, get that shite off.
And someone broke into my house the other night. You wouldn't believe this either, Jim. I've had a bit of trouble, I'm telling you. Someone broke into my house and they pinched my limbo stick. Fair dinkum. How low can people go?
What's wrong with you two?
Well, it's actually funny. You got to chuck them.
What is wrong with you two?
You should have seen them walk out under the garage door.
If you pay to see a comedian at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and he serves that shit up, what are you doing? You're sitting in the crowd going, I've paid good money for this. Oh, look
at you'll cramp. Yes! Another one, friend.
Unlistenable.
Oh, how low can some people go, Jim?
Are you cramping?
No, I'm not. I'm just a bit sore after the limbo.
He's on his hands and knees going under the desk. There. What's wrong with you two? You're a half-wit and you're a quarter-wit.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.